"Friends, how was dinner?" Alex returned, warmly greeting us by the door. "It was very good. Thank you for the arrangements and the private showing. I trust it wasn't too much trouble." Ari shook Alex's hand and they began walking back toward the gallery. "No, with the private viewing for the others, we just requested the Royal Rose as well. The dinner was no trouble, of course. Our cooks are desperate for something to do when Her Highness is elsewhere." "Good. I'll connect this week and let you know about New Year's Eve." Alex nodded to Ari in response and took a detour down a less impressive staircase, leading to a door just beyond the portico we parked near. "Evelyn, it was a pleasure seeing you again. You be kind to Ari. He's a good man." Alex patted him on the back and shook my hand. Ari looked away from us to his car. "Thank you for tonight. It was truly lovely. I hope to see you again." I wished him a sincere farewell and joined Ari as we walked to the car. "He believes I brought you here to impress you. A favor for a man in love," Ari said sardonically as he opened my door for me. "When did I meet him before?" I was somewhat staggered at the idea of Ari claiming any frivolous human emotion. "At my knighting ceremony. You were all there as my guests, along with my uncle and eldest cousin Marco. He assumed you were with Finn then, so he probably thinks you're a heartbreaker now. All the same, I didn't have a better reason for making the additional arrangements." We pulled out into the lane of other cars waiting to exit the grounds. I turned to watch Buckingham Palace fade into the night. The last couple of hours had passed like a dream, only parts really registering in my mind. Ari was a personal thief to the crown. His uncle was like a king. I had posed as a seductress to steal priceless jewels, resulting in Ari's knighthood. Finn and I had some unidentified relationship. It was all so much more than I could imagine, but infinitely fascinating. So I was with Finn. I really didn't want to talk to Ari about my love life, but he offered it up and I couldn't resist the confirmation of it. I asked the question so quietly it must have been hard to hear over the roar of the engine. "You seem to be close." He kept looking ahead, driving us back to reality. "I don't remember it. He kissed me, but I don't remember." I felt the powerful car accelerate. Ari made no other response. Minutes passed and the familiar flags of the hotel came into view. He pulled in front and stepped out without a word, striding toward my door. Finn stepped into the lamplight to greet us. Ari stood motionless for a moment and then opened my door to help me out. "Evie, you look incredible." Finn came to stand beside Ari after they acknowledged each other with a curt nod. Finn took my hand, spinning me around for the full view. I laughed and greeted him, turning to Ari to thank him for an extraordinary evening. He was in the car and gone before I had the chance. "And there he goes," I said, troubled as I watched him pull away. "I'm sure he'll be back tomorrow. Let's get you inside. You must be freezing." He put his arm over my exposed shoulder, still watching Ari's car disappear down the block. "Why are you here? Not that I'm not happy to see you, but why exactly?" I walked into the hotel, tucked into him, with my body heat and nervousness on the rise. "Neither of you answered your phones. I couldn't get a hold of Brinks. I just came by to see if you were back, and then you pulled up." We reached the elevators, and he paused, waiting for something. I pressed the button from my floor and turned to him. "Would you like to come up?" I wasn't sure if it was a good idea or not, but I had pictured him in my mind so often. The memory of the kiss had been causing a pain within me I hadn't felt before. I didn't know if it was worry over how he was feeling or something much worse, like need. "It's late. Let's meet for coffee tomorrow. You can fill me in on the night." Finn put his hands in his jacket pockets and began to tentatively step away down the hall. "Yes, absolutely. Call me when you're ready. Good night." I faked cheerfulness and waved to him as the elevator doors opened. Before I selected my floor, he was in front of me once more, holding them apart. "I'm being very proper for your sake, Evelyn. Don't make the mistake of thinking I enjoy it." He flashed a smile before allowing the elevator doors to close between us.